Back with you on Texans 360. I'm Mark Vandermeer. Well, the cheerleaders, we have our squad intact for 2015. And you know they have to shoot that calendar. And we're going to take you with us, by the way, in an upcoming Texans cheerleader special. But here's their reaction when they found out where they were going.
Obviously, you guys have been chosen for the 2015-2016 calendar. And so I hope you're as excited as I am. And to give a little bit more excitement to everything, I want to let you guys know where we're going. And then this year, we're going to Puerto Rico. So
I'm super excited. I wasn't thinking about calendar at all this year. I actually got to shoot in Puerto Rico last year. It was super pretty. I'm so excited we get to go back now.
The whole resort is gorgeous. Like, when we drove on site, I'm like, is this heaven? So it was, that was just the golf course. I'm like, we need to have bulls and birdies here. But it was beautiful.
I'm super duper duper excited. I wasn't expecting it at all. I kind of had myself prepared not to make it. So when she called my name, it was a huge shock to me. I can't wait to go and experience the trip with all the girls.
Just being with these girls in the short amount of time that I've been with them already has been just so much fun. So being, you know, in Puerto Rico with them is going to be better, obviously. So the Texans fans should have a great calendar to look at.
Okay, any questions? All right, good. Well, that means a little bit more intense workout with Shawnette tonight. Okay.
The fact that I just get to go to a beach, a beautiful beach, and then I'll have people doing my hair, my makeup. I get to shoot in the pretty blue, crystal blue water and the white sand. I think it's going to be awesome.
Always fun to see the Houston Texans cheerleaders. Now, J.J. Watt had his annual softball game on Friday. We'll have a complete recap during next week's episode of Texans 360. But right now, a special event from J.J. Moses. That's right, former Texan J.J. Moses during a junior training camp.
Having fun today for the Junior Gatorade Camp. We're here at South Maide Elementary School. As you see, the kids are having a great time, and we're just so thankful that they opened up their facilities for us to be here, and we're encouraging the kids to get out, to be healthy, to exercise at least 60 minutes out of the day, and we believe overall this will help them in every area of their life. It means a lot. You got some of the Houston, Texas cheerleaders. You have actually Toro, who is the best mascot in the whole National Football League. So overall, it's a great experience. You got Allison and you got Sarah out here with representing the cheerleaders. So it's a great time in, and the kids are having a phenomenal time, and they're going through the drills. So I know some of them probably want to be on TV right now, but overall, it's a great experience, man. In Waterloo, Iowa, small town, we never had this opportunity where an actual NFL team and some former players and their cheerleaders and the mascot would show up. So I think this is very impactful for them because it lets them see that they can make it, that they can go on to be teachers, or maybe the next president might be in this group right here. So we're just overall encouraging them to dream big, to live a healthy lifestyle, and we believe that will really impact them.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's edition of Texans 360. Don't forget, tomorrow night, Texans All Access 2015 Draft Special right here on ABC 13. We'll see you then. Go Texans.